Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, May 2nd. Today's moves follow what I will call a pow, pop, and drop yesterday following the latest on monetary policy from the Fed and comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Stocks rallied, then slid off session highs. The markets ultimately ended mixed. The Dow was the session's only winner, adding just less than 0.25%. The S&P 500 fell 0.34%, and the NASDAQ gave up 0.33%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are positive. We're up 0.73, over 0.7%. That's great. You know, I mean, you know, listen, you know, we had Powell's speech yesterday, and the fact of the matter is, you know, I can't say that he was dovish, you know, but he definitely, you know, closed the door on, you know, a potential rate hike for this year, which the market was kind of concerned with. He, you know, he said, I don't see a rate hike in the future. You know, he really said that it's more likely rates are going to go down rather than up. And, you know, that was positive. That's what the market wanted to hear. I mean, we're still pricing in like two rate cuts for this year. So, you know, that's very, very doable. So, you know, that is positive. You know, you're looking, you know, ahead, you know, listen, the economic calendar active this morning. We got, you know, some employment data on tap today. We've got, you know, some other good reports as well. In terms of what else do we have happen at Microsoft, I see Microsoft's making a big investment in Malaysia for its cloud and AI efforts. Yeah, you know, last night there was a strong rebound in Hong Kong. Chinese tech stocks, you know, really are showing positive movement this morning. You know, plus we had a host of, you know, key earnings after the bell last night, and you know, coming up today, we got earnings from Apple, Amgen, Square, DraftKings. They're all scheduled to report after the close. We're looking at Europe. We're showing the DAX. The DAX was lower. It now has turned green. It's just slightly green. It's up, you know, 1 point or 0.01%, but it is green. FTSE, on the other hand, is up 28 points or 0.35%. The CAC is down, you know, 57 points or about 0.7%. They, you know, that was lower. I mean, so that is semi-positive that they are, you know, showing. So you're showing a lot of green this morning. Last night, you know, that yen intervention in Japan, you know, listen, it's not great for them, but, you know, the market closed down a 0.1% or 37 points. But Hong Kong, like I said, Hong Kong rallied up 444 points. That's 2.50%. You know, the tech in Hong Kong up 4%. So, you know, you're seeing these Asian equities really, you know, these Asian Chinese stocks really showing some positive gains this morning. We got to keep an eye on oil. Did you see what happened to oil yesterday? It fell 3%. Oil fell 3%. You know, and you know, the reason why it fell 3% yesterday was because the oil inventories. Oil inventories jumped by 7.3 million barrels last week. You know, the prior week it showed a drop, you know, of 6.4, which is bullish for oil prices, but that 7.3 jump in oil inventories, that's very bearish. And you know, the market had expecting them to decrease by 2.3 million. So, you know, that was really a shock to the market, which is why you had Powell's comments, and then you had you know, these inventory report. It sent oil prices down below $80 a barrel. This morning, we're seeing a bounce back. Yes, oil's up about 1%. You got WTI at $79.76 a barrel. You got Brent at $84.32 a barrel. They were up 1% earlier. They fell back down to about 0.5%. Now they're climbing a little higher. We'll see if they're able to hold these gains. Don't know. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, there's a couple of things we're going to get to here, diving into the details on the day, including those economic reports that you mentioned. But before we get there, we're going to turn to earnings action, plenty to be keeping track of. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of earnings action today?
It's all about Qualcomm, the chip maker for cell phones. Ticker QCOM, Quinton, Charlie, Oscar, Mary. They beat by 12 cents and they did it on higher revenue. That stock's up 5.5% this morning. We're talking DoorDash, ticker DASH, David, Apple, Sam, Henry. They missed by 2 cents on higher revenue, though, but the stock is lower. The stock's lower by 7.5% this morning. Then you have, you know, the insurance companies like, you know, MetLife. They beat by 31 cents on higher revenue. You look at shares of MetLife, they're flat, but they look like they're going to be trading higher this morning. Cigna, ticker CI, Charlie India, they beat by 25 cents and they did that on higher revenue. That stock's flat to higher this morning, so that's good. Upcoming after the bell, we have Apple. This is going to be the key one. Ticker AAPL, EPS is $1.51. Expected move is 3.99%. You also have Amgen, ticker AMGN, Apple, Michael, Grace, Nancy. Their EPS is $3.76. Expected move here is 4.65%. Then we also after the bell today, DraftKings, ticker DKNG, David Kilo, Nancy Grace. Their EPS for a loss of 28 cents and the expected move is 10.90%. And Squared, or now known as Block, ticker SQ, Sam Quinton, their EPS is 62 cents and the expected move is 12.54% when they release this afternoon, Emily.
Bill, now we're going to get to those economic reports of the day. And, you know, the economy remains in the spotlight as the Fed continues its journey in trying to fight inflation. So keeping track of all this data day in and day out is important so we can try to stay ahead of all of this information. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of the day's economic events?
8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we get a report on international trade and goods and services. Also at 8:30, we get the jobless claims report. Then at 10 a.m., we get productivity and cost and also factory orders. Factory orders could be interesting. But that's what I have for you in terms of, you know, in terms of the reports that are coming out. In terms of Powell, hey, you know what? The fact of the matter is they did see that, the Fed did see that, you know, they are concerned about rising inflation. They're walking back some of their commentary from what they came out with in their March report. But Powell coming out saying, he doesn't see that, a return to interest rate hikes. And he backed it up with talk on employment data. So, yeah, the market did like what he had to say. So, you know, got to be positive on the economy moving forward, Emily.
And now we're going to get to the day's other market moving news. Bill, you're keeping track of earnings action, economic reports, but you're also keeping track of other types of data information, things coming out of different sectors and segments, things like guidance news, buyback news, other catalysts. You're also grouping stocks together using an alert for your FANG stocks, one for your Dow 30 stocks. Really able to gather a lot and see trends on the trading day. So, Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Doing a quick data check. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing one Dow stock lower, one unchanged. The rest are in the green. That's nice to see. We're looking at your FANG stocks. They're all in the green. Good to see. You know, looking at some of the news behind the tape, like Apple, Google apparently paid Apple $20 billion in 2022 to be the default search engine in Safari. You know, here's the thing. That accounts to 17.5%. of Apple's annual revenue, 17.5%. That's huge. We're talking Amazon, ticker AMZN. The U.S. House Committee is probing the FTC's interactions with the European regulators that blocked Amazon's deal to buy iRobot. Google, U.S. and Google, they got that antitrust case. It's had to do its final arguments. It'll be interesting to see what they come out with. We're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks. I got to talk Disney here for a second. Ticker DIS, David India Sam. Their earnings are out next week, by the way. But I hear that Kroger is in talks with Disney to offer Disney Plus to its monthly subscribers of its delivery service. Different way to skin a cat. I like this. This makes sense. Could help Kroger. It could help Disney Plus subscribers. So that's a benefit of both sides. UNH, Uncle Nancy Harold. The CEO was in front of Congress yesterday. The congressional people were being very aggressive towards the CEO over the recent hacking incident. And I mean, listen, when it comes to the politicians, you know, they all talk tough when, you know, they feel it's going to give them a good soundbite. But people in glass houses, you know, I mean, hacking incidents happen. nothing you can do about it. I mean, you can do the best, you have best efforts, you try and stop it, but the fact is, if somebody really wants to get in, they're going to get in. And they just beat him up, and it was unfair. And you know, the fact of the matter is, you're going to see, it was unfair. But the UNH is pretty cheap right now, I will have to say. Then we got to talk about Microsoft ticker MSFT. They're investing $2.2 billion in cloud and AI infrastructure in Malaysia. That's going to be positive for them. In terms of guidance news, eBay ticker EBAY, they see Q2 adjusted EPS $1.10 to $1.15. Street estimate was $1.07, so that's an uptick. Qualcomm sees Q3 adjusted EPS $2.15 to $2.35. Street estimate's $2.16. So yeah, that's positive. And Cigna ticker CI, Charlie India, they raised their adjusted 2024 EPS view to $28.40. The street, their prior estimate was $28.25, so that's an uptick, but the street has it at $28.43, so it's a little bit of a concern. But Cigna shares are trading slightly weaker right now. In terms of buyback news, Pool Corp, ticker POOL, Paul, Oscar, Larry, their board authorized an increase of the share repurchasing program to $600 million. BorgWarner, ticker BWA, Boy, William Apple, their board authorized an additional $500 million share repurchasing dollars for share repurchasing. This is over the next 3 years. And Regeneron Pharma, ticker REGN, Richard, Edward, Grace, Nancy, their board set a new $3 billion share repurchasing program. That's nice to see. Shell also, I believe, did a $3 billion share repurchasing program early this morning. They're a London-based company. In terms of catalyst calls, I see that the Citibank opened up a 30-day catalyst watch on Olema Oncology. That's ticker OLMA, Oscar Larry, Michael Apple. That's a 30-day positive catalyst watch into data results. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
I'm going with Amgen, ticker AMGN, Apple, Mary, Grace, Nancy. Earnings are out after the bell. EPS is $3.76. Expected move is 4.65%. I'm looking at yesterday's call volume, positive. 6,470 calls versus 3,589 puts. Look at open interest, also positive. 90,465 on the call side, 80,746 on the put side. Brokers, positive. Major brokers raising price targets. That's good to see. You know, I mean, in terms of a price, in terms of an entry price, here, I gotta say $277.50. I'm hoping to catch some weakness there. I do see it's bid 277, so I think that is possible. But here's the point: last quarter, the stock fell on earnings, and the reason why it fell was not because the earnings were terrible, but because they didn't like the expenses that they incurred with that Horizon Therapeutics merger. Those should be cleaned out, those should be washed out. That's not likely to happen again. So yeah, when the earnings come out, I think they could be positive. I think we could see a bounce after this. So I do like shares of Amgen on an earnings play, Apple, Michael, Grace, Nancy. So that's my pick of the day today. Amgen 277.50, Emily.
Taking a look at Amgen today, we will follow that along with you ahead of earnings. And coming up, we will do a recap on yesterday's pick of the day, which was a pick ahead of earnings. So don't go anywhere. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay, Stronghold Digital Mining, that's ticker SDIG, Sam David, India Grace, just halted, news pending. BLNK, Blink Charging, secured a contract as officials of EV charging provider of New York. Ooh, nice. IBM expands software availability to 92 countries in the AWS market space. Shake Shack, ticker SHAK, reported mixed Q1 results. Stocks moving a little higher, it looks like. Wendy's reported same-store sales were up 0.9%. That's good. Moderna, ticker mRNA, they beat estimates in Q1. Novara also released ticker NVO, Nancy Victor Oscar. Ozempic sales rose, 42%. Wegovy sales rose, 106%. Yet the shares are trading off. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading on another trading day, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was CyberArk. Now, they did report earnings this morning. They reported a Q1 EPS of 75 cents. That was 47 cents better than the analyst estimates of 28 cents. Revenue for the quarter came in at $221.55 million. This is well ahead of the estimates of $213.42 million. Diving into the guidance here, the company sees a Q2 2024 EPS of 34 cents to 44 cents, and that is well ahead of the estimates of 30 cents. They also see Q2 revenue of $215 million to $221 million. Now, that is versus the consensus of $221.2 million. Looking at the full year 2024, they're looking at an EPS of $1.88 to $2.07 versus the consensus of $1.76. Now, Bill, overall, a pretty strong report. Investors are picky about this one this morning, but were you able to get your 1% and get out? How did your call work out?
I made my money on it. I mean, listen, the stock opened up at 239.06. And I was saying, listen, you want to get in, 238. I was backtracking a little bit. I said 236, 237, it's just 236 to 238. So, that's it. But listen, stock opened up 239.06. Then it fell to 235.27. And then it rallied back up to 241.74. Now I got in at 238.55. I ran it to 241.20. It beats the 1% goal, made my money, walked away, didn't have any risk into earnings, was happy. It's a good day, Emily. It was a good day yesterday.
Taking that 1% when you see it. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Amgen pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.